I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's eNews, and other sources around the world. This week in women's history, on October 22, 1746, Esther de Berte Riet is born. She was a civic leader for Soldiers Relief who formed and led the Ladies Association of Philadelphia to provide aid for George Washington's troops during the war. A genetic trait protects many women of Latin American descent from breast cancer. That's according to researchers probing the ethnic biology of the disease, reported the Wall Street Journal. The finding may lead to more effective genetic testing for women at risk. Breast cancer is the most common cause of cancer among women, but in general, fewer Hispanic women develop the disease and fewer die from it. Researchers told the journal it has a lot to do with the amount of American indigenous ancestry women have. In Nigeria this week, suspected Boko Haram militants kidnapped at least 25 girls in an attack on a remote town. This cast further doubt on government reports that it has secretly reached a temporary ceasefire with the rebels in order to secure the release of more than 200 schoolgirls they are holding hostage, reported Reuters. The government announced a ceasefire deal with Boko Haram a week ago, which it said would include the release of the girls kidnapped from a secondary school in northeastern Nigeria in April, but there is still no sign of them being freed. In Iran, demonstrators protested a recent spate of acid attacks on women. The International Business Times reports that more than a dozen women have had sulfuric acid thrown in their faces over the last 2 weeks by men on motorcycles in Tehran and Isfahan. There is suspicion that the attacks could be connected to Ansar-e-Hezbollah. The group, meaning supporters of the Party of God, promised in September that it was planning on restarting its moral policing campaign targeting women, academics, and civilian demonstrators. Also in Iran, while lavish marriage celebrations have been the norm, now there are an increasing number of divorce parties, complete with sarcastic invitations and fancy cakes. Reuters reports that the rate of divorce is soaring in the country, and experts say it's due largely to women with more education and financial independence. Increasing numbers of young Muslim women from the West are trying to join the Islamic extremist group ISIS to become fighters or the wives of fighters, reports the New York Times. This past week, two girls of Somali descent and one of Sudanese descent living in Denver were intercepted as they tried to travel to Syria. In the UK, there were two instances of women or girls trying to get to Syria or take part in jihad. The Islamic State is waging a campaign to create a caliphate in Iraq and Syria, and it's been using female recruiters to reach out through online forums. These networks often portray life under the caliphate as a kind of Islamic paradise that offers a religious alternative to what can be a second-class life of struggle and alienation in the West, according to the New York Times. One expert in London said the most likely to be radicalized are young women who are middle class and engaged in full-time education. The British House of Commons voted to approve women bishops this week, granting governmental approval to an earlier vote by the General Synod of the Church of England, reported Think Progress. The Church of England is likely to appoint its first female bishop by 2015, reported the BBC. The church voted to allow women to become bishops in July, after a previous vote in 2012 failed. Online harassment of women, complete with detailed threats of rape and murder, has been an ongoing issue, particularly for women in fields dominated by men, such as tech and gaming. This week, the issue got much more prominence in national media when Anita Sarkeesian with Feminist Frequency canceled a speaking engagement at Utah State University after officials received an anonymous email promising a massacre if she appeared. Sarkeesian often critiques the depiction of women in games. And game developer Brianna Wu was forced to flee her house when her information was published online and she began receiving graphic threats of rape and murder. The controversy stemmed from questions over whether a female developer's relationship with a male game journalist influenced coverage of her game, reported the Washington Post. Media critics say these events are finally shining a light on how women are portrayed in video games. October 26th marks the anniversary of protests last year against the ban on driving for Saudi Arabian women. Women took to the roads and posted pictures and videos of themselves on social media driving last year. A renewed campaign online is pushing for similar actions this week, although Interior Ministry officials warned they would enforce the law. Saudi Arabia is a top Arab ally of the United States, reported Reuters. In Jerusalem, the Women of the Wall movement smuggled a tiny Torah scroll into the women's section of the wall and held a bat mitzvah ceremony yesterday, reported Haaretz. This defied regulations by rabbinical authorities, and the feminist group said it was the first time women have read from the Torah at the holy site since the organization was founded 25 years ago. Haaretz reports the Western Wall Heritage Foundation does not allow worshippers to bring their own Torah scrolls to the premises. About 300 Torah scrolls are stored in the men's section at the wall for use during male-led services. But the foundation has not allowed women of the wall to make use of the scrolls at their own services in the women's section. And after telling women not to ask for a raise but trust karma, the CEO of Microsoft apologized and said he was completely wrong. Time magazine reports that Satya Nadella told CNBC this has been a humbling and learning experience. His initial comments made at a tech conference named, ironically, after Grace Hopper, a pioneer in computer science, drew widespread outrage. Nadella said anyone held back in their career by gender bias should push back against their managers, and that he had wrongly extrapolated the advice from his own experience. And in New Mexico news, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and the Center for American Progress issued a report highlighting the high rate of gun-related deaths due to domestic violence in New Mexico. According to the FBI, nearly 53% of women murdered by an intimate partner in New Mexico from 2003 to 2012 were killed with a gun. Nationally, 5 women are murdered with guns every day, most of them by their intimate partners. The center called for the state to adopt comprehensive background checks for all gun sales. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.